Y'all, we gotta have a conversation. Welcome to Rondell's Unpopular Opinion. Welcome to the Patreon. They're gonna get this first in video form, followed by Spotify for podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, and everywhere where podcasts stream. My goodness. What Champagne Poppy say? You know how sticky it gets? Let me make sure that my phone is definitely on silent for this one. Now, we need to get into what is buzzing all over TikTok. And if you don't have TikTok, you're going to hear what's buzzing on TikTok right now. So, a very famous or very popular TikTok influencer or creator has passed away. And her name is Kyle Marissa Roth. She was only 36 years old. Now, we do know that lately there has been a trend, especially over the past 4 years, of a lot of TikTok creators passing away. A lot of them in the body positivity movement. Body influencer, body positivity, fat positivity movement. A lot of them have died. Just keeping it a bean and keep it a buck. But this one's going to be a little bit different though. All right. Now I'm going to pull this from an article. I believe this is from NBC. Okay. And I was reading about this, but I pretty much was getting the gist of what was going on via TikTok. And I'm going to show you what's going on via TikTok because I have the TikToks here. Okay. So this is the article. Okay. And I'm going to move me out of the way so you could see this. This is a Kyle and this is her. All right. Now they're saying here that popular TikTok creator Kyle Marissa Roth, known for sharing controversial celebrity gossip and insight into Hollywood, has died. Her family has confirmed, and rest in peace to her. Condolences and prayers do go out to her family. She was 36 years old. Now, the family did not disclose the date, nor did they disclose the cause of death. Now, she was known for her catchphrase, "You want more, I'll give you more." And Kyle amassed over 200,000 followers on TikTok, where she posted multiple times a week on blind items, big crimes, scandals, and causes that she cared about. Now, this is what her mother had to say to NBC, all right? That Kyle truly loved so fiercely. She was a true seeker, a true teller. It means so much to us as a family, this incredible outpouring of love and support that the world, literally the world, has given to us. And her mom's name is Jacqueline Roth. She said this to them on Tuesday, which is today, April 16th. Now, she said, meaning her mom, the family was working through when and how they'll share more on her daughter's passing. Now, the news first surfaced when it was a post of her mother sharing it on LinkedIn on Monday. Okay, now here's the quote. "My message as her mother is TikTok, the toxicity, the mean-spiritedness of what Kyle has faced, what so many people have faced and tried to deal with because of that toxic space. I just want people to live their lives with the brightness of Kyle and her beautiful soul and spirit." Now, Kyle's sister, Lindsay Roth, also posted on IG on Monday saying that her sister passed away last week. "As family, we are still processing and deciding how to properly celebrate and honor her life. We don't know what happened yet." Of course someone wants to text me. They have to wait. "I know she touched so many people with her humor, intelligence, beauty, gossip, activism, athleticism, and more. She has so many gifts. I am so sorry to those learning about this loss right now. Any prayers, thoughts, blessings, or intentions for this soul's smooth transition are welcome." Uncut Gems actor Julia Fox commented on the post saying, "I know I never met Kyle in real life, but I really felt like I knew her. I'm devastated and been crying ever since the news leaked on TikTok. She was a ray of sunshine and I will miss her deeply." Now, Jackie Roth also said that the family has received messages from people about Kyle's love, her wit, what she showed to the world, and her passion for causes. "I got a beautiful message from a woman about Kyle, how Kyle is passionate about the indigenous and how Kyle was supporting on raising awareness of issue on Native lands. She was also passionate about colon cancer awareness," her mother said. "For a period of time, inspired by the 1998 film Patch Adams, she wanted to attend medical school and become a doctor who healed through humor." Okay, now her mother capped this off by saying she loved so hard all of her entirety of her life, and that's what we're going to miss so much, just how hard she loves. Keywords, they don't know what happened to her yet. They don't know what happened to her yet. Now, let's get into what TikTok is saying. And I believe this is why the elite hate this app. We're going to get into it.
Give you more.
We're not going to play it right now. I'm going to turn the music down. Okay? We're going to get into a series of TikTok posts. This is Kyle herself. And then we're going to get into other creators speaking on the situation. Pay very close attention.
So you know how in recovery, they say the first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem. I have a problem, and that is that J-Lo copyright claimed all of us, myself included, got my account banned. I think that was it, because she didn't like the fact that we were using clips from her narcissistic venture, her cosplay of an Eras Tour film, I don't know what the fuck that is, to point out all of the lies and narcissistic attributes that, you know, she has. So a lot of your favorite creators might be gone because of that. So since I now am in recovery, since I've admitted that's the problem, I need to heal, and I'm going to heal by using blind items to expose what a narcissistic POS JLo is. How about this? So this is going to be an abbreviated deep dive, just enough blind items so we get a real idea of what JLo was like then, because this is her now. So we're going to start in 1998. Listen, I will never be the bigger person. I am the pettiest bitch alive. So if you're not down for this, leave, because I'm about to go off on fucking J-Lo. All right, gilding the lily. Things appear to be coming to a bad end career-wise for this unconventional looking, well-respected actress, all in quotes, who is just playing over those offbeat, independent, prestige projects that put her on the map. Hellbent for big-ass fame and a seven-figure salary quote, she decided to take matters into her monstrously ambitious, oh-so-capable hands. How? By huddling with her big-time agent to target a list of powerful big-time directors who, off the soundstage, are pathetic loser horn dogs who couldn't get a doll to look twice at them were it not for their Hollywood clout. That's a long list, honey. So far, this lass already worked with and bedded one of our town's most overrated young genius directors. I don't know who that is. And she will be announced any instant as a star of yet another mega hype director's big show, a director to whom she reportedly gave a Hummer in his Beamer on their drive back from a Malibu restaurant business meeting. But what, you ask, about her purported boyfriend? This is Diddy. A very big wheel in some showbiz circles, he's happily bi and currently has his hands plenty full with the hunky leading man in his newest project. I think that's Mace in a music video. Okay, next from 1999, just when Hollywood was about to embrace this looker as its potential superstar of the month, she messed it up by revealing her ferocious super bitch side. She's already refusing to read an audition for directors, handing her agents lists of people with whom she will and will not work. You know that, like, everyone's saying no to being in her music video. I wonder if it's because they all remember she did that. And then when she like literally talks shit about every single actress that is actually a good actress, including my girl Winona Ryder. Yeah. Okay, firing longtime associates and blowing off appointments with colleagues and writers alike. Meanwhile, her private life is a lonely mess because after all, what mate could possibly deal with such a demanding, moody brat? Imagine the hell she'll put everyone through if she actually ever appears in a box office hit. Spoiler alert, she allegedly fucking horrifying, horrendous on set. She was the first person that we coined the term diva behavior about. Gen Zers, by the way, it was like really honestly used first to describe Jennifer Lopez. And everyone can agree on that. Okay, this next one is Jennifer Lopez and George Clooney in the movie Out of Sight. This hit romantic flick demands a sequel, doesn't it? Don't dare tell that to the co-stars who, despite their chemistry on screen, got into an ego war during the beginning of the shoot, which only worsened as the filming dragged on. Things got so bad that they end up communicating only through the director and their personal assistants. Listen, I'm team George Clooney on that one. I know he might have unalived someone in Lake Como, but Diddy's got more numbers and J-Lo ain't said shit about him. So I'm gonna talk about Diddy for J-Lo. Our first Y2K blind item. Which Upper East Side plastic surgeon? So not the block, we've left the block. We're at the Upper East Side, Gossip Girl. Which Upper East Side plastic surgeon indiscreetly brags to prospective patients that he is responsible for improving the voluptuous curves of a sultry Latina starlet who evidently had a bit too much upholstery in her seat and thighs, and that is J-Lo. At least Shakira's natural. That's part one of our abbreviated J-Lo date deep dive. I have to say, I do feel better after that first round. I'm only gonna continue to feel better and heal.
Is Jennifer Lopez responsible for Kyle Marissa Roth passing away? Because a lot of people are alleging that it's her fault.
Now, y'all heard her trolling the shit out of J-Lo, right? Y'all heard her say that Jennifer Lopez had a bunch of creatives copyrighted. Let me tell you what's been going down, okay? Just in case you're not on the app, you don't know what's going on. Jennifer Lopez is aware that she has been trolled all over TikTok. It is now starting to spill over into Instagram because I've been seeing the memes and I've been seeing the reels, okay? Of the disingenuousness that comes off in her latest documentary, especially from her being from the Bronx. So especially a lot of New York TikTokers or TikTok creators, they are indeed trolling her. You have native New Yorkers who either went to school with her, was in school with her when she was in school, literally sat with her in school, basically saying how she's lying. People calling her out on what she's saying is culture here in New York, and it's not, never has been. And she's been feeling the heat. She's definitely been feeling the heat lately. So that's pretty much a synopsis of what has been going on pertaining to J-Lo and TikTok, okay? But they've been cooking her for about a good 3 to 4 weeks now. About who she really is, how she does not give back to the Bronx like she says she does. And the only time that she wants to incorporate the Bronx is when she's trying to sell something, that she can care less about the Bronx, that she's intangible. And it's not only the Bronx saying this and the whole New York City saying this. This is also Puerto Rico as well. They want nothing to do with her. So Kyle is one of the creators, but she does have a big platform. Kyle was one of the creators that was on her body. And we're going to get into the rest of what he's going to say. Hold on a second, y'all, because I got to put it back to what he said, or the initiation of what he said.
Is Jennifer Lopez responsible for Kyle Marissa Roth passing away? Because a lot of people are alleging that it's her fault. Now, if you guys remember, a few weeks ago, Kyle's account got banned, and there was a lot of speculation on why that happened. But according to this Forbes article, Jennifer Lopez was the reason why Kyle Marissa Roth's account got banned. Now, in this article, it states that several creators claim to have received copyright strikes from their TikTok accounts in response to their critical commentary on the greatest love story never told. Now, Kyle got it the worst because a lot of her TikToks contained footage from that project by J-Lo, and it was because of that her account got permanently banned. Now, this next part is key. Because her account got banned, she lost so much money from March, which affected her ability to access necessary medical care. Now, a lot of people didn't realize this, but she was living with colon cancer this whole time. And I'm going to play you a clip where she talks about that a little bit and how she blames J-Lo for this.
Estimating that, quote, J-Lo has costing more than four figures of income just for March 2024, unquote, which affects her ability to access necessary medical care. Yeah, I can't get a colonoscopy anytime soon. Can't afford it. And you guys already know I'm overdue. And I missed Colon Cancer Awareness Month, where I was going to use my 700,000 follower platform to talk about my experience. But, oh, J-Lulu had a narcissistic meltdown. So that, she robbed me of everything. And if I don't.
Now, keep in mind, this is all alleged when it comes to J-Lo and Kyle Marissa Roth. But with this Forbes article that came out last month, and Kyle...
I want y'all to remember how there's life and death via the power of the tongue. You heard her say, if I die of colon cancer, I'm overdue for a colonoscopy. If I die of colon cancer, it's her fault. She speaks fast, so don't look over that.
This video of her talking about J-Lo causing her unalivement. J-Lo is not looking good. But what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments below.
Something's not right here. Something's not right. Kyle Marissa Roth was an amazing creator, and... something's not right here. Okay, y'all, let's dig into this. So I know her old profile got banned, and a lot of it was, you know, geared towards J-Lulu and Diddy and a lot of big names, and it's just a little coincidental. And I was looking at her new page, and a lot of these were coming up. So, I mean, these are a little more recent, but... yeah, a little sus, guys. And I'm sure everybody that's like, you know, that knows this girl, follows her, knows she has been through remission with colon cancer. And, I mean, she was fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with this girl. So, like I said, it's just such a tragedy. It's just so sad to see such a creative, amazing, funny, real person, like, this happened to them. And like, I just feel like, obviously you can't say much, but something else happened. I don't know, guys.
So yes, she did have cancer, and she made us all aware of the fact that she did, but she also made us aware of the fact that her and you know, a certain Jenny from the block, J-Lulu, had some beef, as this video is talking about. And yes, while J-Lulu didn't straight her, celebrities have power and influence, especially on these social media platforms. So J-Lulu probably allegedly had her TikTok banned, and she lost all that money that she could have used for her long overdue colonoscopy. And they would have found something, and she'd still be here, and we would still be getting, you want more, I'll give you more, but from a hospital bed with her kicking cancer's ass instead of this happening, because it's fucking disgusting.
Y'all, 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 y'all. Now, I just want to reiterate that these are allegations and none of this has proven to be 100% fact. We don't know if it was Jennifer herself, Benny Medina. We know Benny Medina has been with J-Lo since the beginning of her freaking career at this point. But this is why you have to be very careful. And this is why I don't speak on everything, or I don't continue to speak on everything. I'm very careful on how I speak of things. And TikTok algorithm will clock your tea. Very different algorithm over there, okay? Because you have to understand, it's not American owned. Now, they do have a headquarters, I believe, somewhere in New York. I believe downtown. But I want y'all to take a look at this on why, if it was J-Lo's team and J-Lo that shut that shit down, as far as her TikTok page with the 200,000 followers, this is the reason why. I'm gonna move me out the way. Let me tell y'all something. These people don't have it like you think they do. Now, as you can see, this is from Variety. And this is Variety pretty much stating that Jennifer Lopez quietly rebrands her tour as greatest hit show amid weak ticket sales. So yeah, she's been canceling shows left and right. Okay? This article was written on April the 2nd. So think about this. Your tickets are not selling. You're not booking venues. Nobody's buying these tickets. And not only are they not buying your tickets, a reason as to probably why they're not probably buying your tickets is because of your so-called documentary that you spent $20 million on that was a flop. And people were telling you via social media platforms like TikTok that you're just not that girl anymore. We don't believe you. You're disingenuous, intangible, and not authentic. This is the response back. So I believe that the response back from the documentary is aiding and embedding in why the tickets are also not selling. How many times are we going to see the same Vegas residency over and over and over again by you? We've seen it with Shakira at the Super Bowl performance a few years ago, which to me, I always say that Shakira killed that. Shakira could have did that by herself with Bad Bunny and J Balvin and probably a few other acts that are Latin, Latino, or Hispanic. J-Lo didn't really want to share the 20-minute time slot with her. She feels as though they both should have got 20 minutes apiece. Anyways, this Variety article was stating that after canceling 7 dates on a North American tour in 5 years amid weak ticket sales, Jennifer Lopez has renamed it to apparently broadening its scope, changing it from This Is Me Now to This Is Me Live Greatest Hits. What is that going to do? What is that going to do? Now, Lopez initially announced the trek in February to coincide with the release of her album, This Is Me Now, and it's accompanying 2 films. And we also cannot forget that she tried it with that collab with Latto too. And people were telling Latto, you could have saved that, what you did with J-Lo, because it did nothing for you. That track did nothing for you. And it was completely overshadowed by the Bigfoot diss record from Nicki Minaj and the Hiss record where Meg Thee Stallion was pretty much dissing everybody she had a problem with. Meg Thee Stallion literally went number 1 with that record. And I believe Nicki Minaj came in and took the spot. So everything around that time was about Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion, not about Latto and Jennifer Lopez. They had a video with it to go with it and everything. Nobody cared. Okay. Now it's saying she quietly canceled some of its dates last month in cities like Cleveland and Nashville due to poor ticket sales. Who's coming out to see you in those cities? The latest rebrand suggests a pivot from a tour focusing on new album songs to spanning her discography, a move that may entice listeners who didn't connect with her latest material. I don't think that's going to work. And even artists who release new music and go on tour, they still perform songs from their catalog. Beyonce does it. Nicki Minaj does it. They all do it. The fans do not expect you to perform every single track off of the new record. We know that you have something called the set list, and we know we're going to hear classics in there. So this is why I'm saying this is not making sense at all. Requests for comments from Jennifer's reps and Live Nation went unanswered. Live Nation's site hasn't been updated to reflect the tour's name change, but it does have conflicting titles on Lopez listings, including This Is Me Live and This Is Me Now the Tour. While some venues hosting Lopez's performances have not changed the original listings on their respective sites, there are a few instances confirming the rebrand for shows at Palm Springs, Acrisure Arena, hopefully I'm saying that right, and Inglewood's The Forum. A sponsored Facebook ad from Lopez also features a graphic with a new title. Now get this. This Is Me Now struggled to find an audience. This is her problem. Selling 14,000 copies in its first week. While the album did debut atop the Billboard top album sales due to the 11,000 physical sales, it arrived at number 38 on the Billboard 200, becoming her second of her 9 studio albums to bow outside of the top 10. See what happens when you don't have the machine called the Black Woman behind you no more? Because Ashanti's out here singing records live on stage that she wrote for J-Lo. I caught that. I peeped that. Now, the album was one part of a self-financed $20 million multimedia project, including the tour and the two films, This Is Me Now, A Love Story, and a documentary, The Greatest Love Story Never Told. Nobody cares about a love story with you and your ex getting back together. No, we want to know about Ashanti and Nelly getting back together. We want to know about that. We're not interested. And you do not resonate with Gen Z. You do not really register with millennials either. And Gen X ain't really checking for you either. And when it comes to the LGBTQ community, they're here more for your classics, you know, like Let's Get Loud, On the Floor with Pitbull. They're not really checking for you now. They respect what you have done, but they're not checking for you right now. They're not. This is the problem. You don't have an audience. And the truth is, when it comes to the LGBTQ community, Madonna is on tour. Madonna is on tour, and that's who they're going to spend their money with. Not you. Even though they could roll Madonna out on the stage. Insides roasting, cooking with a fever. They're going to buy them tickets. And I'm talking about, I'm not talking about melanated LGBTQ. And this is no shade. They're spending their money on Madonna. They're not spending their money on you. And again, that coupled with that disingenuous documentary that nobody asked for is the reason why people are not resonating with you. And they were roasting you on TikTok. And now it's starting to spill over into Instagram. Because like I said, I've been seeing it. Now, when it comes to Kyle, I'm going to say this again. Rest in peace to her. I do find it suspicious. I do want people to see that words definitely do have power. And she spoke certain things over herself. And this is not too... not really over herself, but she put herself in a hypothetical that she shouldn't have. And sometimes we do it not really truly thinking. But please understand that words indeed do have power. You have to be careful of the words that you speak over yourself and the words that you speak over other people. People don't believe that. And I'm not saying this is about Kyle. I'm saying this is generically now. People do not believe. People do not believe in spirituality. People do not believe in things that they cannot see tangibly. They make light of certain things. No, things are very real. Energy is currency, and it is very so tangible and very real. You have to be careful of the words you speak over yourself and words over other people as well. This is crazy, but I do find it suspicious, and we would love to know what exactly happened, because TikTok is saying that it was her cancer. We don't even know that. The mother told the news, they don't know. They don't know. They don't know how they're going to bury her. They don't know how they're going to celebrate her life. They don't know what happened to her. They don't know. But one thing I will say is that the industry has become unhinged. A lot of these people are panicking. J-Lo put a lot of money into this Is Me Now project to follow up with the This Is Me Then that she did 20 years ago. And it's a flop. A complete flop. Not only mentioning that it's a flop, it's disingenuous, it's not being well received, these tickets are not selling, the album is flopping. You also now have your ex-boyfriend's indiscretions coming back to haunt you. And people are starting to look at you and asking, are you really Jenny from the block or Jenny with the Glock? People want to know what happened that night at that club and what you know and why you ran the fuck off so fast. That's coming back up to play too. So no, we don't want to hear nothing about Ben. Like I said, we want to know about Diddy. Your relationship with Diddy. We want to know what happened in the club that night. Why did Sean go to jail for 10 years? Diddy got off scot-free. Why? And you dipped. Why? What do you know? What happened the night that you got booked and arrested and you spent the night in jail? What happened? That's what we want to know. If you're not recapping your career and giving us the tea, we don't want to know. We don't. So you can save it. And as a fellow New Yorker, I'm going to say you definitely was not outside. You definitely give that you may have resided in New York. You probably went to school in New York, but you're not really from here. You have no tangible experiences from here. None. It comes off fake, phony. And like I said, at least with Cardi B, you did a record with her too. Tried to sell the Bronx on that too. At least with Cardi B, we know where she be at. We know she's still locked in. We see her. We see the love that she show. She'll pull up on the block. She'll pull up the Kennedy Fried Chicken. She'll go to the junior high schools. She will give back. We will give her that. But you? Nah. No. You do not embody New York at all. And y'all already know how New Yorkers are. We feel like we're a whole nationality in ourselves. But this is crazy. I wouldn't put anything past anybody in the industry at all. And what I also will say is, because multiple things can be true and exist at the same time, you have to be careful of the words you speak. Now I gotta go. Y'all drop down in the comments if y'all on Patreon and y'all let me know what y'all feel about this. Do y'all feel that this was industry connected? Or do you feel as though this is just an unfortunate demise, an untimely demise of a young woman who had a lot of life left to live? Rest in peace to her. Condolences again to her family. Prayers for her family. And y'all take care of yourselves. Mind, body, and spirit. All right? Peace.